Hello and welcome to the Sales Technology Training Call. This is Rick Cooper. Thank you for joining me today. Got a lot of great information that I'm going to share with you on the call today. Today's call will include 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. You can check your email for a copy of the notes from today's call. And to ask a question or to share a win, you can send me an email message at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. Now, as we get started on the call today, a great place to be on the internet during the call is out on Facebook, and you can join us out on our Facebook group for the Sales Technology Training Program. And go out there now and post a message to say hello. I'll check out there a little bit later. In fact, let's set a goal for today's call, a comment goal of let's go with 20 comments to start with. And Roy says, Rick, when the call says line muted, it echoes very authoritatively like a megaphone. Interesting. Okay, very good. Then, okay, and I want to, a little bit later on the call, I'm going to talk about a recent strategy that I implemented that ties in with our topic for today. Today we're going to be talking about appointment scheduling tools and CRM systems for follow-up. And before we do that, first of all, you can access the recordings for our calls out on our membership page. Just check the weekly email that I send out, the reminder email, for the link to the membership page where you can get access to those archives. And the Sales Technology Training Program is a 12-week program that's designed to help you implement systems online to generate leads and earn sales. And specifically, we talk about technology tools that you can use that will help you to create leverage. There are 12 modules of content. And today we're talking about appointment scheduling tools and CRM systems for follow-up. But first of all, I wanted to give you a quick update about an upcoming event that I have. I have a free webinar that's coming up on March 26th. That is on Thursday, March 26th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And the topic is on 5 tips to leverage LinkedIn to grow your business. If you'd like to register for that, you can go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/LinkedIn-webinar, and I'll share the link out in the Facebook group where you can go out and get access to that. I don't think I've set up a Facebook group for that one yet, but a Facebook event page. But I will just go ahead and share the link out in the Facebook group, and again, that's on March 26th. You can go out and register for that, and I'm going to be talking on that webinar about tips to use LinkedIn. So if you're interested in building your LinkedIn network, if you're interested in how to post in LinkedIn groups and create more interaction with people there, if you're interested in optimizing your LinkedIn profile, if you want to send private messages to people, then join me for the webinar and I'll share some additional details with you on that webinar. Now, so as we get started on this webinar, I want you to think about what you're currently doing to schedule appointments online. So as far as appointment scheduling tools are concerned, first of all, let's just do a quick review of the three key systems that you can use in your business. They are lead generation, appointment setting, and lead conversion. So today we're focused in on appointment setting. We're looking at how do you book more appointments. Now, I was just on a phone call with one of my past clients today. Was doing a quick touch base with her to see how things are going. And what's interesting is that I asked her how many appointments that she has been having lately. And she hasn't been really having any appointments. And she's not getting the results that she wants. And I said, you know what, if you want to produce more results in your business, then you really have to get into action and you have to book appointments. And whether it's a one-on-one appointment or whether it is an appointment where you're doing a group presentation, you've got to get in front of people with a message and you have to lead them to a next step in working with you. And that's one of the ways that I've built my business is I constantly am working on both booking one-on-one appointments with people, and I'm also working on launching or delivering content through teleseminars, webinars, and live events to get my message out there in front of people. I'll talk a little bit later about an opportunity that I had over the weekend to go out and speak to a group at an event, and we'll share some insights into that. But when it comes to technology, we're looking for what can you implement that's going to help you to book appointments onto your calendar. So what is an appointment, first of all? Well, typically when people talk about appointments, they're usually talking about a phone appointment or an appointment where you are meeting with somebody face-to-face. Like when I started my business, I had a lot of meetings with people at Starbucks. So I went to a lot of networking events, and I participated in a networking group for many years. In fact, I took on a number of different roles in the group, including and up to being president of the group and then past president of the group the following year. And within that group, they encouraged you to get together and meet with people on a regular basis. And so there was always somebody that I had to get together with and have a one-on-one appointment with. So I built my business initially on meeting with people one-on-one in a local area. And now most of the appointments that I do are by phone. There's far more leverage in a phone appointment than there is in going out and meeting with somebody. You lose a little bit in terms of building trust and rapport with people, but the advantage is you can have far more appointments. You don't have to battle traffic. Some of you are in big cities, and so if you're going to get in your car and drive somewhere, it's going to take a while, and you've got to take into account how traffic works in your area, and that can be a real pain at times. So I'm always looking for what can I do to leverage technology that's going to allow me to reach more people. And I'm pulling up my TimeTrade account because TimeTrade is a service that I use to book appointments, and I'm looking at it right now at how many appointments that I've booked on my calendar were booked through TimeTrade. And I want to talk about that here in a moment. I'll run through some examples for you here. But I use TimeTrade to schedule appointments. It allows me to send out an email, for instance, and somebody can click on a link and go book an appointment. And that means I don't have to go chase them down, because I've had plenty of opportunities in the past where I've had to pick up the phone and call people, leave voicemail messages, follow up to schedule an appointment, sometimes send an email, offer them a couple times, have them reply back, oops, that appointment's already taken, how about this instead? And it's just a lot of effort. And I am a big fan of using technology tools that will speed up the process for both parties and reduce headaches. So I like TimeTrade for that reason. I've used probably about 6 different appointment scheduling tools in the past. There's some great ones out there now. I've heard of some ones since I started using TimeTrade. If I hadn't already kind of planted my flag with TimeTrade, I might consider some of those others, but TimeTrade works well enough for me. I've got some time invested in setting up appointments and details in there, so there's really no reason for me to switch. Now, why set appointments? Well, I think there's a number of different reasons to set appointments. One reason is because it's one of the best ways that we have to be able to talk to potential customers and clients and enroll them, be able to offer a product, a program, or a service. So an appointment is a great way to generate a sale. So if you're looking for making more money in your business, then scheduling appointments is going to help you to do that. Now remember again, an appointment might be a one-on-one appointment, but it could also be a group presentation. So if you book a presentation to go speak to a group in your local area or even remotely, then that's an appointment. Now, you may or may not have an opportunity to sell. Some events that you might go to or groups that you might go to won't give you an opportunity to sell, and you might still be able to generate leads. But you can also host your own live events as well. You can host a teleseminar, a webinar, a Google Hangout, something else like that, where you can deliver value. So let me share some tips to set appointments. First of all, this is one of the biggest ideas, just set a goal for the number of appointments set. So I was talking to my past client today and asking her how she was doing. I asked her how many goals that she had, or what was her goal for appointments, and she didn't have one. She didn't really have an intention around doing appointments right now. And I don't know how you build a business without being intentional about the way that you work. So you have to figure out what are the drivers in your business. What is driving revenue? What is driving leads? And then you have to do those types of activities over and over and over. And, you know, I like to say that, you know, when you're implementing technology strategies like, you know, putting up a lead capture page or a sales page, that all you have to do is just implement that one effort and that would be it. But the reality of the situation is if you want to get results, you have to take the actions necessary to produce the result. So it's not enough just to have a sales page. You have to have appointments. You have to do presentations. You've got to get people out to that page. And you have to get them out to that page when they're motivated to take action, which means you have to motivate them. You have to deliver value. You have to build trust and rapport. You have to present what it is that you're offering in a way that will motivate people to want to take action. And part of that means you need to have something that people want. Now, that's another challenge that that I find in a lot, for a lot of businesses, is that they have something that people don't want, or the people they're trying to talk to don't really care or aren't interested in what it is that they have. So it could very well be that you're trying to push the wrong product at the wrong audience, and that's not a good thing. You really need to, and that's one of the reasons I focus in my business a lot on attracting people. I implement strategies which attract people to me. So the people that are coming to me are already interested in what I have to offer. And so I have a qualified audience. If you're not doing anything to attract people to you and you're just going out there and trying to reach whoever you can find, then that might be one of the reasons you're not producing the results that you want. Now, another tip is sending an email. I have a very specific strategy that I implement when I want to schedule appointments. I send an email message. There's actually two approaches that I have here. One is I'll send an email and I'll encourage people to email me back. And then I will follow up with a second email where I include a link. And then the second approach is I send one email and include the time trade link in it. And I like to, I've used the first strategy a lot in the past, but what I find is, number one, it's a little bit slower to generate the result, because when I send the email and then I follow up, sometimes it's a day or two before they will open the second email and respond. And I've often found when you have something to offer people, if you can offer what they want and let them take action while they're motivated, they're probably more likely to do that. The reason that I implemented the first strategy was my feeling was, in some cases, if somebody clicked on a link and went out to Time Trade or another service, that they might not follow through. They might click. They might say, oh, this is interesting. I want to do this. And at some point in the process, they stop. It's kind of like purchasing a product online. If somebody really wants a product, they're going to follow through and take all the steps and they're going to purchase it. For those who are kind of like on the fence, they're going through the motions, and then at some point, they might stop. They might stop in the process and not take the rest of the actions. So I thought, well, let me just have them email me first. I'll compile a spreadsheet. I'll make a list of all the people who are interested, and I'll do follow-ups with them one by one. So the other reason that that's becoming less of a favorite strategy for me is because it takes time and effort to send the follow-up message. And in the interest of time, in the interest of being efficient and effective, it's often easier just to include the link up front. So I sent out an email last week, and I offered an opportunity to schedule an appointment with me for what I called a leverage strategy session. And I'm looking in Time Trade right now, and I've got a number of different appointments that are scheduled here beyond just the leverage strategy session. But if I just count these up, I have 6 appointments booked. Now, sometimes when I send out an email, I'll book anywhere upwards of 10 to 20. So in this particular case, I had 6 people. So the way I look at it is that's 6 people more than I would have had otherwise that scheduled an appointment with me. Now, I have a couple others that are on my calendar here. And in total, one of the ways that I use Time Trade is I schedule or I create different types of appointments. And I give each one of those appointments a different name based on what we're going to talk about, based on the benefits to them. So the leverage strategy session was all about creating leverage. Let's talk about technology tools that will create leverage for you in your business. Let's talk about how to save more time, generate more results with less effort. That's what that's about. But I've done, I've offered sessions with me, anything from social media, technology, teleseminar mentoring. I've offered a LinkedIn profile review. I've offered an internet marketing strategy session. So all sorts of different titles for appointments. I just try out different things and see what result that I get. But on my calendar right now, I have 5 different types of appointments. One of them is a goal strategy session. That's a strategy. Another strategy they offer recently, schedule appointments. Another one is a joint venture call. That one was more on a one-on-one basis. So sometimes I'll reach out through Facebook, ask if they want to chat about joint ventures, and I'll share a link where they can schedule a joint venture call with me. I have another one that just says appointment with Rick Cooper. So if I don't have a specific topic and somebody says they want to talk with me, then I'll just send them the one for the appointment with Rick Cooper. And another one is a social media coaching session, which is typically with clients who are in my social media and online networking mastery program. So what's nice about that is every single one of those appointments was booked without me having to do anything besides send an email with a link. So I like that. And what's nice is they book it through Timetrade, but it automatically goes onto my Google Calendar. So you want to leverage technology tools that integrate together. So I'm a fan of looking for ways to integrate technology tools together. Now, hang on a second. Let me just pop out into the Facebook group here. I just want to see who's posting in the group. Okay, good. And I see Roy posting some comments here. For whatever reason, my system logged me out of my conference call line on the computer. So let me get logged back in there, make sure everything is hunky-dory on my end, because that also allows me to see who's on the call with me as well, so I can keep track of that. So I'm going to pop back in there, and here we go. So, all right, good. So the next idea I want to share with you here, I want to talk about the different types of appointments that you can set. So you can set phone appointments. And again, a phone appointment, all the ones that I just mentioned are all phone appointments. You can also do an in-person appointment. You can get together. I've done a lot of those appointments at Starbucks or Panera Bread or other places like that. So if you have local places where you can get together and meet, that's great. You can, and also if you have an office, you can have people come and meet you directly in your office, or you could go to their office too. That's another option. You can do a presentation to a group. So if you do public speaking, you can go out and speak to a networking group, for instance, or an association. That's an appointment. You can host a teleseminar, a webinar, a Google Hangout, or some other type of video chat. There are a number of different video chat services out there. If you can do a chat and have people watch as you're talking, that can be a great opportunity. You can also do a web meeting, one-on-one. So the service I use, GoToMeeting and GoToWebinar, the GoToMeeting portion allows me just to do a one-on-one meeting if I want to. I can schedule a meeting like right now if I want to, or I can schedule it for the future. I can send a link where people can click and then join me for a meeting, and then it's just me and them, and I can share my screen and they can see what I'm doing. So it's kind of like a webinar, except it's you and one other person. So I've used web meetings a lot in the past. I also find it helpful for some of the work that I do. Like if I'm talking to somebody about building a website for them, then I might schedule it as a web meeting so I can actually show them some examples. I can take them to different websites and show them different websites that I built, the different web pages there, and also answer questions if they have them. Another type of appointment is an online video. Now, not every online video would necessarily be an appointment, because in a lot of cases you might just be adding value in a video. You might just have a short 2 to 3 minute video, you post it up on YouTube. What I'm thinking about when I talk about online videos is more of the kind that are like 15 minutes long. You could put a video up on a sales page. You could put, in fact, there are techniques you can use where you can, people go to a web page, they watch a video, and then at a certain period point in time on the video, it will bring up an option for them to purchase. So it's kind of like a hidden sales page, and the sales page only comes out on the web page once they've been watching the video for a period of time. It's pretty slick technology. Not every service offers that, but there are some tools that you can use that will allow you to create that type of a page. So what happens is they're watching this video, they're learning information, they're getting ideas, and then as you get toward your close where you're sharing your offer, then it will give them the opportunity right there on that page to go and click and sign up. So that's an excellent technology tool to experiment with. So if you've never thought about doing something like that, of having a video they can watch and then a place where they can go and buy, then consider experimenting with that. You can also do pre-recorded teleseminars or webinars and what are called like automated webinars, where the technology will actually invite people to attend the webinar as if it were live, but it's actually pre-recorded. And the webinar actually starts on the website at a specific time, like on the hour, and takes them through the information. So obviously you would have to record the webinar presentation. You would have to upload it to the online service and then schedule the event. And what's nice about it is you can also schedule them like as a on an ongoing basis. You could have, for instance, a weekly webinar every Wednesday at 5 p.m., for instance. And so what's nice is anytime you can market that on an evergreen basis or on an ongoing basis, and you could have people registering for that webinar all the time. You could also do, for instance, Facebook ads or Google ads that drive toward registration for that event. People register, they sign up, and they attend, and then they're watching the webinar as if they're watching it live, and at the end you make an offer and they purchase. So what's nice about that is it's a great way to automate sales. So one of the other reasons I would consider doing something like this, and I've thought about doing this myself and may implement it at some point in the future here, is that one thing about doing presentations I found is to do a presentation, you're dependent on your voice. And, we kind of take our voice for granted at times. And one of the things I've realized is, you may have heard some people or heard about some people who have lost their voice. And if you are in a business where you are dependent on your voice, if everything that you're doing is live and suddenly you lose your voice, that might not be a good thing. So actually having a presentation that's automated, something that you've created and scheduled and could run on an ongoing basis, even if your voice isn't working, that could be very powerful. So it's one of the reasons why you might want to consider utilizing more automation, utilizing more systems, utilizing pre-recorded content, is you can't just assume that your voice is going to be there exactly as it is. So think about what you can do to create some pre-recorded content, to leverage tools to automate part of the process. I mean, of course, that's a big time saver, but it can also help you out as well. So, and also, it just frees you up more. I mean, if you have a lot of commitments, like I have a lot of commitments right now. I have a lot of presentations that I do. Like today, this is my third of four trainings that I'm doing today. So I've had, by the end of the day, I will have had 4 one-hour trainings. So 4 hours talking on top of additional talking, because I've also had a couple one-on-one conversations as well. That's a lot of talking. That's a lot of time to be talking during the day. And by the end of the day, after I've been talking all day, my voice gets a little bit hoarse. So if I can create pre-recorded content and make that available, that is so much more powerful. And if I can free myself up and have less live talking that I have to do, then that gives me time to do other things in my life as well. So I can still create value for people. I can still deliver value, but at the same time, I can be freed up for other things. And I think this is especially true with the tools that we have, for instance, around social media. So one of the nice things is, one of the reasons that I like doing live training is it gives the opportunity for interaction. And speaking of interaction, I'm going to pop out on the Facebook page, read some of your comments and questions in a minute. So if you haven't had a chance yet to share within the Facebook group, feel free to go head out there and post now. We're up to 14 comments right now. It looks like Roy is leading the charge, sharing most of the comments out there. So keep adding more comments and ideas and questions there as well. And I'll read those in a moment. But one thought here is that I like doing live training because it gives the opportunity for interaction. I like to have people interact together. Well, what's nice is even if you have pre-recorded content, you can still direct people out into, for instance, a Facebook group where people can go out and interact and connect. They can ask questions, and you can respond to them virtually. You could even have somebody else jump in and respond. So for those of you who might be coaches or trainers, you could have other people who could participate in the process and help to answer questions too. So the more that you can create leverage through other people and through technology, the more that frees you up. And sometimes you want to take that effort, that time that you have, and use that to create information products, create, videos, create blog posts, create other types of content. So keep kind of creating, publishing online, attracting people in, maybe create an ebook, publish it up on Amazon Kindle, create a lot more visibility over time. So if you're always kind of having to do the same things over and over and over, then it's not giving you much time for creativity. And so that's something I strive for in my business, is having more time for creativity so I can deliver more value. Now, how do you leverage technology to schedule a one-on-one appointment? Well, I think it's just as simple as including a link. For instance, TimeTrade, and this is pretty much the way that other sites use it as well, they'll give you a link for your specific appointment. One of the reasons that I like TimeTrade is because I can create different appointments, and each appointment could have a different calendar or available appointments available on the calendar. Most of the systems that I found, one of the challenges they have is you create an appointment and it will just open up your whole calendar to people. And I like the opportunity to go in and be able to make maybe some additional, block off some days for some of the appointments and free them up for others. So you might want to have, for instance, all of your customer or client appointments on one day and all your prospect appointments on another day. So TimeTrade makes it easy for you to be able to do that. So when you're looking at new systems, if you don't currently have an appointment scheduling system, that's one of the things that I would look at, is how flexible is the system in allowing me to set appointments? Do I have the opportunity to customize the schedule for each individual appointment, or is it kind of a one-size-fits-all? Like, for instance, if you wanted to open an appointment on a Saturday, you might not want anybody to be able to schedule an appointment with you on Saturday. You might want to just make that available for a specific appointment. I've done that before myself. So, for instance, if I wanted to talk to potential clients, I might make some time open on a Saturday, and I want other people to book appointments on different days. So there's a lot of flexibility in having a system that allows you to do that. Now, how should you keep track of appointments? Well, that's a good question. As I mentioned earlier, a service like TimeTrade, and most other systems will do this too, they'll integrate in with Google Calendar. So if you don't have Google Calendar, then you might have to investigate some other options. But typically, if you're using something like Outlook, it's not going to integrate with that, because your Outlook schedule is on your computer. You know, if your computer is off, then it can't get access to that. So you want to pick something that isn't on, and it just so happens that Google Calendar is one of the most popular ones, and that's what companies typically will integrate in with. And the other thing is, I also, one of the habits that I've formed now is copying my appointments over into a spreadsheet. And I do that for a couple of reasons. One, I found periodically I have had some appointments that disappear off my calendar. I don't know why that is. My system does allow people to go in and remove an appointment. So if for whatever reason they needed to reschedule, they can go and reschedule through the system, and so that will remove it from my calendar. Well, if I wasn't keeping track of that, like I've had that before, like, oh, I know I've got an appointment today. I go in on the day of, and the appointment's not there. And I'm like, did I just imagine that appointment or what? So I like to put the appointment also into a spreadsheet, and that way I can go back. So as appointments are booked, I add them into a spreadsheet. If there's any conflict or anything that comes up, you know, the appointment disappears, I can always go back to my spreadsheet and see what date it was added in there, and I have that information. I also have a record of it through email, because each appointment that's booked also comes to me as an email, so I could always search by their name. If I knew the name of the person, I could search by that and look it up that way. So the other thing is, what happens if an appointment doesn't run? If you call a person on the date of the appointment and they're not available, or you leave voicemail, then and they don't call you back, then that appointment didn't happen. So now you have to keep track of what appointments were run and which appointments were not run, and then follow up to reschedule those that weren't run. So a spreadsheet can help you keep track of that. You could also try to add that again into your Google Calendar, but I just prefer to keep it in a separate spreadsheet. Now, let's talk for a moment, and actually before we do that, I want to read some of the Facebook comments, and I'll come back and share a few more ideas here. Okay, let's see. Roy says, three key systems for business: lead generation, appointment setting, and lead conversion. Yes. And he says, TimeTrade is a key appointment setting tool, and it includes a link to TimeTrade. Definitely. Or it says, find out what your audience wants before setting an appointment or during the appointment. Yes. So before you have an appointment with somebody, it's a good idea to ask them a question. And again, TimeTrade and some of the other services do this where you have the opportunity to ask a question prior to the appointment. And I like to put in a question there because it allows me to be able to figure out what it is they want to talk about. What is the issue that they have? What is the question they have? And that way, when we come to the appointment, then I'm somewhat prepared in knowing what they want to talk about and how to proceed. Roy said, your voice can be a business tool. Yes, exactly. And just like any tool, it needs rest and recovery over time as well. The other thing, also keep in mind, if you're sick, then you might lose your voice, or your voice might be hoarse. It can be pretty uncomfortable trying to talk when you're sick. So be careful about that. All right, looks like we're at the end of the comments. So I'm going to go back and read a few more ideas. So feel free to post any other questions, comments, or ideas. We are in the Q&A portion here, so I'll come back there and read some more questions and comments in a moment. Now, what are the advantages and disadvantages of using a CRM calendar? Some CRMs or customer relationship management systems have a built-in calendar. When I first started my business, I was using a system called ACT, and it was a software program that I installed on my computer, and I was using that as my appointment calendar because what it allowed me to do, ACT allows you to put your contacts in, and you can have appointments, and you can have tasks, and all those things are linked and integrated together. So I could go to my calendar, I could have an appointment on there. Let's say I had an appointment with Roy Rasmussen. I could click on his name, and it would open up his record in ACT. And I really liked that because that was very beneficial. My system today is a lot more cobbled together because I use my Google Calendar, and then I have notes for people in Google Docs. And those aren't integrated together, so I have to go in separately into Google Docs and search for their name and pull up their record. So I liked the way that ACT worked in kind of pulling all the pieces together. It was a pretty slick system for the way it worked. The unfortunate piece was it was an offline system, so it's not something that I could access from multiple devices. And I like the ability to pull up information from – I have four different computers. I have my desktop computer, I have a laptop computer, I have a tablet, and I have a phone. And what's nice about my system today is that I can access all of my information from any one of those different devices. So that's something to think about is the how can you access your information from multiple devices, or can you access your information from multiple devices? So now here's one other thing to consider. Should you consider having two calendars? Well, that's kind of tricky. I think I would focus on just having one calendar. So if I was going to use Google Calendar, I would just stick with that. I don't think it makes sense to try to put things in a separate CRM calendar. The only exception to this is each day I write down my calendar on paper. So I have I take an 8.5 by 11 sheet of notebook paper. Looks like it's maybe college ruled paper, or it might be standard wide ruled. But anyway, I write down my calendar on a piece of paper. One of the reasons I do that is if I have appointments with people, I'll put the phone number down there. Because oftentimes I find that in getting ready for an appointment with somebody, if I'm just wrapping up a webinar, or if I've gone out to lunch and I'm coming back, sometimes it takes a little while for my computer to boot up, and I don't want to have that additional time. So if I have my my planning sheet or my plan for the day in front of me, then I have the name and I have the phone number right there. That makes it very handy. And also, I add things on that I don't necessarily have on my calendar. Like I write out my whole day and I put down when I want to have dinner, for instance, and when I want to go to sleep. I don't need to have that information in my Google Calendar. It's not really relevant for it. But on the day, on the day that I'm going through the day, I do want to know those types of things. I want to figure out if I'm going to go to the gym. I want to, make a note of that on there. So you might have a similar experience, or you might deal with things a little bit differently. But I just like the process of going through. It also helps me plan for the day. I can see what, go through, look at my calendar, write down what I need to do, and that helps me in planning out what activities to do for the day. Now, how and when should you follow up after booking an appointment? Great question. I think personally for myself, I could probably do a better job in following up after appointments, because I found in some cases, if I don't do a follow-up after appointment or before the appointment coming up, then sometimes when I call, people have forgotten about the appointment. So it's a good idea to send out an email or maybe even make a phone call a day prior to an event. And part of it, you have to keep in mind of when the appointment is. Like if it's on a Monday, I guess you could send an email on the Sunday, but some people don't check emails over the weekend. So you might want to send it on the Friday prior. If it's on, say, a Tuesday or a Wednesday, just send it out on the prior day. And you could do both a phone call. You could also do an email. In fact, if it's a new person, you might want to try the phone number out just to make sure you have the right phone number. That could be something. If you call and then you don't have the right number, then what are you going to do? Well, then you probably have to try to contact them through email. And if you're doing this at the time of the appointment, then it's really too late. So calling someone new that's booked an appointment with you and making sure that the phone number works is a best practice. And then you also probably want to follow up after the appointment based on the results. So what was the result of the appointment? What type of appointment was it? Did you make an offer? Did they sign up? Did they purchase? What type of follow-up do you need to do after that appointment? And again, in a lot of cases, if you don't have a system in place for following up, you're probably not going to do it. And this is where I like coming back to the spreadsheet idea again. If you have a spreadsheet that lists all the appointments that you've had, and I just call that in my Google Docs, I usually use a Google Docs spreadsheet for this, I just call it booked appointments. And then I can do a search on booked appointments. I can look it up. I can see the list of appointments. And then what you could do is you could create a column for your follow-up. You could put something like follow-up email, follow-up phone call. And then you go down that list and you work that list periodically. Because, typically if you have an appointment with somebody, they don't necessarily sign up right away. You want to keep them on your radar. You want to keep following up with them, keep touching base. Maybe there's some information that you talked about. Go back and review your notes. If you're not taking notes during appointments, I would definitely encourage you to do that. And that's one of the things that I use Google Docs for. Now, again, if you're using a CRM, I have an email marketing system, I have a CRM, and then I use Google Docs for a lot of things. And also use a paper notebook as well to write notes. So I've got four different mechanisms that I can use that help me across the board on my appointments. So what that would look like is I might have some details that I would add into the CRM system. And I use Zoho for my CRM system. I'm using One Shopping Cart for my email marketing system. So I have a record for everyone that I'm in contact with in Zoho. I would pull up their information. I can add a note or make a note for an appointment in the system, and then add certain details there. But most of the information I'm going to put into a Google Doc, and I just have an order in a sequence over time. So every time I talk to somebody, I make a note in my Google Doc, and I put the date of the call. And if there was a specific purpose for the call, like, again, if it was something like a leverage strategy session or just, calling and reaching out, I'll make a note of that. And so I have a sequence and a history over time. So then before I make a phone call to somebody, I'll go through and take a look. Like, how many appointments have we had? How many times have we touched base? What are the points that they brought up? I'll also put additional information that I find out. If I find out the name of a spouse or children or where they like to vacation or things like that, I'll add that into the system. And that can be a helpful tool in making sure that I can come back and build trust and rapport with people while I'm on that call with them. Okay, let me pop back out into the Facebook group. I want to read a couple more comments here. And it looks like we still have a ways to go on the call, but if we run out of questions here or topics in the group, then we'll just wrap up the call a little bit early. So Roy says, when booking an appointment with a new contact, make sure to verify the phone number. Yeah, good idea. And I don't do that often as I should myself. In fact, one of the things I had a call today, and I didn't even realize when the appointment was booked through Time Trade. I didn't realize it at the time, but the phone call was actually with two different people. What I thought was that, like, the person's assistant had booked the appointment. And so when I called, I reached the other person, and I didn't realize they weren't, like, you know, that it was going to be with both of them. So I had this kind of awkward part of the conversation when I was trying to figure this out, and then I realized, okay, they're in two different locations. I called one of them, not the person that I know, but the other one, and then they went ahead and patched the other person in. So that's, you know, sometimes you'll end up with situations like that. So it's a good idea to kind of think through that whole process and think through how that works and how that's going to impact you and your call. Okay, let's see here. A couple more notes to share. Autoresponder systems. So autoresponders can be great in helping to automate certain things. You could try to set up an autoresponder for how to handle prior to an appointment, but I think autoresponders probably work better on the back end. So after you've had an appointment, you could have an autoresponder series that goes out over time. What's nice about that, and again, it would be different whether if somebody had purchased or not. So if you had a conversation with someone, you made an offer, they did not sign up or purchase, you could have an autoresponder series that goes out over time that would lead them back toward that offer. Because here's the thing. You've already had the phone call, so you've already made the offer. The question is, you know, what are they on the fence about? Maybe they just need more time to think about it. Maybe they need to receive more value before they make a decision to move forward. So you could set up an autoresponder series that goes out over time that will keep leading them back to the offer. That could be an effective technique. So it's not a huge thing in the sense that, you know, you're going to have, you know, hundreds of people going through it at a time. You know, if you had, say, two appointments per week, that's eight per month. And so for each person that you had the appointment with, you could add them to the autoresponder. So you'd be basically adding eight people to that autoresponder each month. And you would have to decide how many email messages over what period of time, figure all that out. But that could be an interesting technique to implement. That's a great way to leverage technology. Because what that allows you to do is basically put that relationship now on autopilot. Now also keep in mind that they may also be receiving other email messages from you as well. Now another great technique that you can use are to use videos. Videos are a great way to help to create value. And again, you could use videos before, and you can also use videos after. So for instance, after somebody books an appointment, you could say, hey, I just wanted to follow up. Thanks for scheduling an appointment with me. Here's a link to go watch a video. I encourage you to watch this video before our appointment. So that would be a great way to help build additional trust and rapport, maybe educate them on a topic, and then prepare them for the interview, or not for the interview, for the appointment. And again, this is another, it's another great idea. It's something that I have not implemented. It's something I'd like to implement at some point. In fact, I just messaged a videographer yesterday, and I'm going to book some time to go in and have some professional videos created. Most of the videos that I do are just kind of selfie videos, or I do them on my laptop. I'm actually going to pay some money to a videographer to record some videos, have them professionally edited. So I have to think about what I'm going to do for that. But I'm looking at how I can leverage more video in my business. I've also worked with Susan Schlieff. She's created some videos for me before. She did a holiday video for me at the end of last year. So think about how you can leverage video as a tool for adding value, and you can use it both before and after videos as well. Now, another idea here is that you can use blog posts to actually help you book appointments. So, again, think about what is the specific appointment that you're offering. And I'll just come back to the example I shared earlier. I offered an appointment on a leverage strategy session. So if I wanted to book more of those appointments, I could write a blog post and I could talk about the importance of creating leverage in your business. I could talk about the importance of saving time or accomplishing more in, you know, with less effort. And then I could offer that leverage strategy session and include that link. Now, one thing I want to mention here is that I usually only provide my time trade links through to people who have opted into my email list. And the reason I do that is I don't want the whole world to just automatically have access to my calendar. So I'm kind of reluctant, in a sense, to just put a time trade link out on my website. Some people like to do that, and that's okay. But I don't want it to become like a source of spam that people are scheduling spam type appointments. So I figure if you've taken the time to opt into my email list, if you're receiving my messages over time, you're a little bit more qualified than somebody who's just finding me through my website. So what I might do is instead of driving directly to a time trade link, I could set up an opt-in form and on my website to have them opt in first and then have a second step where they book the time trade appointment. So I would probably do it as a two-step process there. I've also seen in some cases where some coaches and speakers of others have set up a list of questions on their website where people can fill out the questions and then as a result of that then opt in to request an appointment and then they follow up with more details. And oftentimes they will pre-qualify people before they actually schedule the appointment. So it's almost more of an application, you know, apply for this session. And if you're approved, then you'll be selected and you'll receive the information and instructions on how to schedule the appointment. So that's another way to get around that. If you start finding you're getting like a bunch of spammy appointments, then consider putting some technology in between it to prevent that from happening. Okay, back over to the Facebook page. And let's see here. We have Roy says, you can send an autoresponder series to follow up on an appointment. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of these ideas, they're great ideas to implement. It just takes the time to do them. It's first of all, and here's the thing, like for me, I have so many different programs. I would have to be specific about which program would I want to create an autoresponder series for. Like what would provide the most value? What am I offering on a regular basis? What would I be, in this case, talking to people one-on-one, for instance, that would make sense to create an autoresponder series? And by the way, you can also use this same technique as a follow-up to like a live webinar or a teleseminar or a hangout. So if you have people who have attended a presentation, then you could add them to an autoresponder list to receive a series of messages after the event. So it works not only for one-on-one appointments, it also works for a group event as well. Okay, final idea I'm going to share here, and then we'll see if there are any final questions or comments, and then we'll wrap up, is on surveys. Online's a tool to use. And it's a good idea before you have an appointment with somebody to find out some information about them. Oftentimes I will just ask questions of people on the call and use that as a tool for gathering information. But I think if you can have people fill out a survey in advance, and the tool that I use is called SurveyMonkey. It's free for up to 10 questions, and then if you want to do more than that, then you have to get the paid version. But I find that 10 questions is often enough. And you just create a survey, and it will give you a link, and then you can send that link out in an email. And so, of course, you can also automate this if you wanted to, or you could just send the link manually in an email or drop a link in a Facebook private message or something else like that. But the important thing is encourage them to go out and fill out the survey before your appointment, and then you can gather that information and review it before your appointment with them. So that's a final suggestion, a technology tool that you can leverage, which will help you to prepare more effectively for your business. Because if you have a sense of what it is that people want, what motivates them, what they're trying to accomplish before you get on the phone with them, then you'll have a better opportunity to make sure that what you're offering them is going to match their needs, that there's going to be a good fit there. And it's helpful to know, because sometimes I'll get on a call with somebody and I'll talk to them, and then if I had planned on offering them a specific product or service, then I might find as I'm talking to them there's not really a good fit for that. So I'm a firm believer that you want to make an offer if the offer makes sense. Or sometimes I'll preface it by saying something like, I want to share details about one of my upcoming programs that could be a fit for you, but it might not be a good fit for you right now. You might not be ready for this particular program right now, so you might want to come back and review this later. So I'll almost kind of like back away from it a little bit and say, hey, you know what, this is, and I'm not going to force the issue if somebody is not in a position to do that. So if you have more information, then it gives you more time to really think about that and have an understanding of whether this is going to be a good fit. And that way you'll know when you're talking to them, you know, kind of how, you know, not necessarily how forceful you'll be, but how persistent that you need to be as you're talking to them. Okay, let's check out in the Facebook group for any final comments before we wrap up. All right, we're up to 19 comments, so we almost hit our 20 for today. Roy put a couple of last minute ones out there. He said, prioritize your follow-up activity to manage your time and focus on the most promising leads. Yeah, that's a good point. In fact, I mentioned earlier I was going to share a story. I had the opportunity to speak this weekend at Eric Laufholm's Train the Trainer boot camp. So he was training sales trainers. There were 17 people who were all sales trainers for Eric. And so that's a great opportunity to go in and present to this audience. They're all powerful people. Many of them have kind of, you know, separate businesses that they've managed over the years, and then they're adding on sales training on top of that. And so it was a great opportunity to talk with them. And I had the opportunity to share two opportunities with them while I was there. And I spoke over 2 days. I had two different presentations that I gave to them. And one of the opportunities was they offered a free coaching session. And I walked away with about 10 forms. So about 10 out of the 17 people filled out the form and handed it in to me. So I would say that those leads are probably a lot more promising and a lot more qualified than someone just randomly finding an opt-in form on my website and opting in to my email list. So you want to think about the source of your leads and who you're reaching and you know, organize your follow-up on that basis. And the other thing, you know, when I talk about the strategy of sending out an email, you can send out email messages to your entire list, but you could also send it to a portion of your list. So when you send out an email and offer an appointment, you don't necessarily have to send it to everybody. Think about how to pre-filter your list. One of the things I do on my list is I organize and sort people according to their profession. So if I know what their profession is, I'll code that into my system. I have a custom field that I've created where I have certain professions that are put in there. So what's nice about that is I can filter that list and I could send an email just to a specific group on that list and offer to schedule an appointment. So think about how you can, as Roy says, prioritize your follow-up activity and focus on the most promising leads. Roy said surveys can help you gather information before an appointment. Absolutely. And it includes a link out to SurveyMonkey. Very good. Well, that's going to wrap up our call for today for the Sales Technology Training Program. I want to thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to connecting with you next week. We've got, today is Module 5. We've got another 7 modules before we wrap up this program for the last time. So I encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity. Join me for the next 7 weeks. Commit to take action. Look for ways to leverage technology in your business and watch your business grow. So thanks for joining me. Have a great week, and God bless.